Party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We like when our listeners are doing well financially and, you know, living somewhat stress-free. A way to do that, Sip, is to call our friends at DWE Generations, yeah, where having a plan matters, especially when it's coming to protecting what matters most. They work with individuals, families, and business owners to help make smart decisions that support life today and set the foundation for generations. David Darlington, Russell Walton, and Cody Eiler bring decades of experience, and they stay connected as life evolves. DWE Generations, a generational wealth planning firm. Visit generations.nm.com or call 402-483-7871. Ask for David, Russell, or Cody.
Cody Eiler.
Cody Eiler, Russell Walton, and David Darlington. Yes, the son of Coach George Darlington.
George Darlington, the legendary secondary coach for Nebraska. Multiple national championships. Incredible recruiter in California. Incredible recruiter in general. The list of the names that he recruited would freak you out. Beautiful day in Lincoln. It's 8:42.
Yes.
I bet the temperature's moved into the 80s is my guess. It was 77.
75. The 82 at 11 a.m. A couple more hours.
Wait a second. Are you sure it's only 75?
Unless my app is wrong, which it's not for temperature, at 75 degrees.
Huh. Still kind of cool out there. Go get some work done.
I will.
Not you, just people in general.
Was that the shot NEBCO guys again? That Corey, telling Corey to get to work?
Yeah, sort of. Hey, it is. It looks gorgeous out there. We are staring at 11th and O.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
There's life outside.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Saw this from yesterday from Mike Farrell. We've had this show, I think, once before.
Farrell's a good guest. He's caustic.
He is caustic. Great description. He has an article out there, coldest to hottest, 10 hottest seats in America. This actually is written by Mike Hussman, who works for him at Farrell Sports.
Okay.
These are the 10 through 1 hottest seats in college football. A guy that was very popular and successful at a previous stop is not doing so well at Liberty. That is Jamie Chadwell. Of course, he was very successful at Coastal Carolina. Mm-hmm. Last year, 4-8. Overall record 123-70. He's been there for 4 years at Liberty, but it has not been successful for Jamie Chadwell.
Okay, so Jamie Chadwell, number 10 on the hottest seats in America list by Mike Farrell Sports.
Yes.
9.
Major Applewhite at South Alabama. 4-8 record last year.
It's just not working on offense, which just, you know.
At South Alabama. We don't know much about that program, but they've played here a couple times.
I mean, Major was obviously an accomplished quarterback, but it's not translating as a head coach on his offense. And this drop at South Alabama, according to this article, mirrors his previous tenure at Houston, where he inherited a powerhouse 9-win team from Tom Herman, but steadily regressed, get ready for this, culminating in a 70-14 blowout loss in the 2018 Armed Forces Bowl that led to his firing. I remember that.
70-14 bowl game. Ouch.
Ow. Then he got whacked.
Not good.
Dang, Major.
Number 8 on the hot seat. How about Bill Belichick at North Carolina? Sip.
Yeah,
1 year of football, 4-8 at Carolina was not a good year at all. The offense. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Was bad. It says here that he inherited an offense that averaged 34 points a game. The transitional scheme stalled out against Power 4 competition, with the Tar Heels dropping to a dismal 114th nationally in third down conversion percentage.
Yeah, we all need to look at third down conversion percentage more, and when we look at stats. We do.
Those ones, the ones that matter.
Oh my God, third downs.
Can you extend drives?
I mean, it drives the guys crazy in the press box because in the first drive of the game, I'll be like, big third down here, big third down. It's first drive, Sib. It's huge third down. All third downs feel big to me.
Not as much in the first quarter, but unless you're down by 14, I guess.
No.
Number seven, hot seat, no surprise here. Luke Fickell, 4-8 last year at Wisconsin. His AD is gone. He's gone to be the, whatever he is at the Big Ten, Chris McIntosh, Director of Strategy.
Director of Strategy. God, it's a great title.
UAD inheriting a bad couple of years for Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. Yes, he deserves to be on any hot seat out there for sure.
Six.
Number six, Shane Beamer at South Carolina, 4-8 last year, 33-30 overall at South Carolina.
Beamer ball.
Last year, 118th nationally in sacks allowed.
Ooh.
Nebraska does bring a former assistant coach from that offensive line.
Lonnie Teasley,
as well as Tree Bobolay, whatever it is, Bobolotti.
Five.
Mike Loxley at Maryland. And guess what? You make an appearance in this article by Mike Farrell Sports.
Because I did a season preview on Maryland.
They put your tweet that says, Nebraska's first Big Ten home game in 2026 might be sneakier than it looks. Maryland returns 14 starters, 65% of its snaps, and quarterback Malik Washington. But Mike Loxley enters what many view as a make-or-break season. Toss-up vibes already for October 3rd. Hmm. You're quoted in the story. 4-8 last year, the man refuses to wait in October or November. It's just September. They have great Septembers, and that's all at Maryland.
His record at Maryland is 37-49. Just very lackluster. This says, entering the 2026 season, Loxley has zero margin for error.
And he enters on an 8-game losing streak. What could go wrong for Mike Loxley?
Marty addressed Mike Norvell, who's number 4 on this list.
5-7 last year, of course, had the one great year. They got 13 wins and were left out of the playoff, and then lost by 60 points in their bowl game to Georgia. They have never responded from that moment, Sip. They went 2-10, and they went 5-7 since then. Deservedly so on the hot seat. It's kind of a dead man walking, it feels like, in Tallahassee. Number 3-2, you don't know much about Del McGee at Georgia State. I don't have much of a comment. They were 1-11 last year.
Del McGee.
Georgia State.
Wasn't even aware that I'd have never heard of Del McGee.
I have. Number 2, Derek Mason, the former Vanderbilt coach at Middle Tennessee. 3-9 last year. And number 1 hot seat, Dave Aranda at Baylor. 5-7 last year in his 6th year at the school.
And this says Dave Aranda firmly claims the number 1 spot. Remember, there was a time he captured the Big 12 championship and Sugar Bowl.
Yes.
He was hot. I mean, he was a guy that I wondered. I mean, let's put it this way. Before Nebraska hired Rule, Aranda was much discussed.
It was a name that was hot at that point.
In this market, yeah. Yes. Much discussed in this market. Dave Aranda.
Not now the hottest seat in America per Mike Farrell Sports. I'm sure another list, he'll be up there as well. CBS, ESPN, On Three, of course, we'll have that. So, yep. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.